The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they said, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Little question for you here this morning, little question. Have you ever told yourself a lie to justify doing something that you know you shouldn't do? You know it's wrong, you know you shouldn't do it, and so you justify it to yourself by telling yourself a lie. You ever done that? I know a priest, for example, he works in the prisons. He doesn't work with the worst criminals in the entire world. He works with people that have robbed from stores or broken into parked cars and stole a lady's purse, stole somebody's laptop. And he always asks the criminals, he says, "Why'd you do it?" And wouldn't you believe it, they always have an excuse. And the excuse goes something like this. They say, "Well, you see, the system is unfair, so I'm just making it fair by taking back what's mine." We always have some kind of an excuse. Now, you might not be a criminal. You might not break into parked cars. But have you ever told yourself other lies? You know, for example, you might find a student who says, "Well, you know, I had to cheat on that test because, you know, the teacher asks questions that are unfair, so I'm just making it fair." Or maybe you say to yourself, "Yeah, I had to eat that entire pint of ice cream last night because I'm under so much stress and, you see, I deserve it." Tell ourselves little lies. It's nothing new. Thomas Aquinas addressed this issue more than 800, something like 800 years ago, when he simply phrased it like this. He said, "The intellect is motivated by the will." Ever heard that before? The intellect is motivated by the will. It's a fancy way of saying that people do what they darn well please and then invent the justifications later. The will always comes first. And this is what makes Jesus sad. You want to hear what it sounds like when Jesus is sad? Listen to the gospel today. "We played the flute for you, but you didn't dance. We sang you a dirge, but you didn't mourn. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He's possessed by a demon.' I came eating and drinking, and you said, 'Look, he's a glutton and a drunkard.'" Trouble was never with John. The trouble was never with Jesus. The trouble was with people who made excuses in their minds for things they just didn't feel like doing. A couple lessons that we want to take away from this. Here's the first. Be patient with other people. Are other people acting this way all day long? Be patient with them. Very rarely does anyone change their mind, that is to say, change their behavior, because of an argument. Be careful about being a nag. The only thing you're going to succeed in doing is making that person dig in their heels, and you're probably going to destroy your relationship with them as well. Be careful about being a nag. What do? Be a good example, be a good witness yourself. Speak once, maybe twice, when the opportunity arises, but never be a nag. And lastly, keep somebody in your prayers, right? Keep them in your prayers. Prayers really help. That's the first takeaway. Here's the second. You'd be very, very wise if you realize that you're doing this too. We all are. We are all telling ourselves lies to justify things that we know are wrong. We're doing it all day long. Little story just to illustrate. I've talked to a number of lay people who've told me, in different words and different times, that they don't have time to pray. They say, "I don't have time to pray." And I'll say effectively in response, "Well, tell me who does have time to pray?" And I'll say, "Well, that's what priests are for." And then I became a priest. And wouldn't you believe it, priests say the same thing. "I don't have time to pray. I'm too busy changing this light bulb. I'm Too busy fixing this leaky roof. I don't have time to pray. And you ask them, well, who does have time to pray? And they say, well, that's what the monks are for. So I went to the monastery. Wouldn't you believe it? The monks say the same thing too. I don't have time to pray. Lesson. Your trouble is never in your circumstances. Our trouble is always in our own hearts. The reason we are not a saint is because we have not yet wanted to be. Just a little thought for you here for Advent. Just a little thought. Our Lord does not wait for you to be worthy. He just waits for you to be willing. So be on guard against making excuses. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Our Lady of Loretto, pray for us.